you don't go to church, not because you don't pay tithe. Jesus says, if only you believe. You are not hearing what I'm saying this morning. What is my problem? What is my trouble? My unbelief. Where God wants me to believe. Are you hearing me? Where am I? Down instead of going up. My unbelief. Why is there no money in my pocket when I needed money to pay my bill? Not because God is no more supplying all my needs, but because of my unbelief. Somebody didn't hear me this morning. A few years ago, I was at Los Angeles Airport, about to fly to Sydney for a crusade at the Olympic Stadium. Suddenly at the lobby, a flash of light came to my eyes. And the Lord said to me, you are going to build a stadium church in Benin. I looked up. I said, what? I told my wife, I said, excuse me, are you seeing what I'm seeing? She said, what's that? I said, it's not on the wall, it's on top. So she raised her head up and said, what is that? I said, I see a building. 3 floors, a dome, high, taking thousands of people. And the Lord said, we are going to put it in Benin. She said, check again. So I raised my head up and I looked. And I heard the Lord says, if only you will believe, it can be done. The first thing that came to my mind was, how much do we have in our account? $504. How much would the building cost? Millions. In Africa, you don't hold plastic money because nobody will sell anything for you. In Africa, when you say, this is my car, it means you have paid. In Africa, when you say, this is my dress, it means you paid for it. Nobody give you credit facility. So what do I need? God. So I say, honey, I think we better bind the devil. She said, you can bind him, but God has said so. As I began to think and we're flying, she said, you look very worried. I said, I am. She said, why are you worried? I said, because God never tell me anything. And he doesn't give me time to finish it. She said, what have you ever done before that you have money for? Oh God, who is making this mistake? Who made this mistake to put this picture on? Oh Lord God, that's the right thing to do. She said, believe. God can do it. We laid the foundation, and in 30 months, I said, in 30 months, it finished. If thou canst believe, All things. Now if I say something, begin to say possible. Healing. Possible. Deliverance. Possible. Blessing. Possible. Prosperity. Possible. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that does what? Please. My biggest fear as a preacher was how to do the impossible. What God has said to me is, all is possible. 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 All things are possible. How do I become a possibilitarian? Mark chapter 11. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Look at verse 21. Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which you cursed is withered. Jesus said unto him, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass. Look at me, everybody. Do you have a belief this morning? Yes. Please respond to me. Do you have a belief this morning?
Yes.
I'm not talking to people on evangelistic ground. I'm talking to you at the church. Evangelistic ground is to stir you up and pray for you. What I'm doing for you this morning is to take you out to put you in. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying. Because the biggest trouble we have in the church is church people behaving like babies. Why is it that every crusade ground is full of church people? And the church is less people. Because church people go to crusade as beggars. If you, don't get me wrong, Pastor Gary, come. If Pastor Gary hears that Dr. Maurice Arulo is coming to town for crusade, he's not going there for healing. You didn't hear me. Pastor Faye will not go there for healing. You know why? If God cannot heal them here, he cannot heal them there. You better listen to me. Say new level.
New level.
I didn't hear you.
New level.
I didn't hear you.
New level.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Jesus said, if you have faith as a whosoever shall say whatsoever. A whosoever shall say whatsoever and shall have whatsoever. Is anybody with me this morning? Psalm 106, Psalm 105, Psalm 106, Psalm 107 said, there was not one feeble man among them. Did somebody hear what I'm saying this morning? Every lunatic is permitted to come to the church. But it's not permitted to go by a lunatic. Whosoever shall say, is somebody there this morning?
Yeah.
It is not whether we are here.
Yeah.
It is whether we are saying.
That's right.
What do you say with your mouth when there's no money in your pocket? What do you say? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Listen to this man. What do you say when your body feels as if you are not well? He has every answer for everything I ask. What do you say when the cloud is taken over from the sun the day you need sun? Joshua said, sun, stand still. What do you say when you are in a hurry and River Jordan block your way? What do you say when there is Pharaoh's army in your back and Red Sea in your front? The word of God will say to you, Pastor Gary, go forward. What do you do to your Red Sea? Take your mantle. Open your mouth. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and shall not doubt in his heart, he shall have whatsoever he said. How many of you were here on Thursday when Pastor Duncan William came here? Raise your hand up. Were you here on Thursday? Did you hear his message? When Dr. William came to Nigeria 18 years ago, he could not pronounce his name in English. He couldn't speak one English. On the day of examination, he was asked question. He spoke in tongue. I said, when you finish your tongue, tell me what was said. 19 years later, every part of the world that Duncan William go, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is now in that man. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? Where you are is not as important as where you are going. Where you are coming from should not disturb you from what God wants to do with you now. Somebody say big hallelujah. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, you don't need to become Gary Weston. Your title does not need to become Archbishop. What God is asking you this morning is, where is your belief in the church? Because if thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Somebody say hallelujah. Whosoever, you are qualified. Say, I'm qualified. Shall say, I'm qualified. To this mountain, say, I will say it. Mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea. Did you hear what Jesus said? Don't just tell the mountain to move. Tell the mountain where to go. And what did Jesus say to the sea? Because if you cast it to the back of your house, when you wake up tomorrow morning, the mountain is still there. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? If you cast it to the side of the street, if you drive out, the mountain will still be there. But if you shall cast it to the sea, the ocean will flow it away. Don't only identify your trouble. Tell your trouble when it shall end. I man shall not doubt. Not in the church.
That's right, no doubt.
Not in your house.
No doubt.
But in your heart.
Right.
Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? There are many things you would have done already in your life. But you are not saying anything. When sickness tries to take over your body, you say it's okay. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, not whosoever shall nod his head. Your mountain needs to hear something from God. Verse 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever. Oh, I wish you heard what I'm saying. Ye desire. When you pray, believe that you shall receive them and ye shall have them. When do I stop being a beggar for miracle to a receiver of miracle? When not only I pray, when I begin to say, with my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is anybody with me this morning? Come on. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. What to do when things are not going the way you want them to go? Is anybody there with me? Verse 1, read it in American English.
And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of dry bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry.
Verse 3.
And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God.
Everybody say, thus saith the Lord God.
Thus saith the Lord God.
Stand to your feet and join me to say, dry bone.
Dry bone.
Dry business.
Dry business.
Dry money.
Dry money.
Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith the Lord.
You are not hearing me. Everything dried in your life. Everything you want to change. Everything, every area you need a change. The Bible did not say do this. The Bible says, don't only kneel down. Yes. Stay there, Gary. The Bible did not say, kneel down and survive. Yes. Bow down and struggle. But rise and shine. Say with me, from now, I will look. And say, dry bones. I didn't hear you. Dry bones. Thus says the Lord.
Dry bones.
Thus says the Lord.
Dry
bank account. Thus says the Lord. Sick body.
Thus says the Lord.
Beware. bank account. From the east.
From the west.
From the north.
From the south.
Money. Coming. In Jesus' name. Shout hallelujah. When things are not at the place you want them to be, don't borrow handkerchief. Dr. Faye, can I have a handkerchief? The devil is against me. Please don't get me wrong. I believe in your ministry. I believe in the ministry of every preacher. You know me. You know my belief. God never trained us to study devil.
That's right.
He trained us to cast out devil. There's no preacher in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The Lord said you shall spend 7 days to try demonology. Jesus said, wherever you find him, do what? In my name shall you do what? Is anybody hearing what I'm saying this morning? God said to Ezekiel, look at me. 5 more minutes, you will sit down just now. Ezekiel, what do you see in the field? Son of man, how are things in your business? How are things in your health? How is the building in Delaware? How is your crusade in England? How was Maiduguri? Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. And God said, you stupid. If I didn't know, I would not ask you. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying. I'm asking you as my servant. I knew before I asked you. But I'm now asking you as my child. What are you saying to the valley of dry bone in your life? Say to it, thus says the Lord. Oh God, look at my Bible. I don't know whether my Bible and your own are the same. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you. And we bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Verse 7. So, everyone say so.
So.
I didn't hear you.
So.
I prophesied. As I was commanded.
Prophesied.
There is power in your mouth to change what the enemy put in your life. If thou canst only believe, then thou shalt say, believe it, say it. Tell your neighbor, believe it.
Believe it. Okay.
Believe it.
And
say it. Tell your neighbor,
neighbor.
Believe it.
Say it.
Every mountain. Thus says the Lord.
Be thou.
Remove. In the name of Jesus. So, say that everybody. I. Prophesied and said, bones have flesh. Encounter that makes the difference.
Be thou.
Remove. In the name of Jesus. So, say that everybody.
So,
I prophesied and said, bones have flesh. Encounter that makes the difference is when I stop nodding my head to every situation.
Yeah, right.
You know what I tell people, Pastor Gary? If you don't know how you feel nothing.
That's right.
Some people say, I don't know how I feel. I don't think I'm well. It's because you are sick. Listen. God is testing me to tell somebody this morning, you are not talking enough to your situation.
Yeah, that's right.
You are not asking God for a change. You are waiting for the next time Benny Hinn is coming to Philadelphia. You may die before he arrives. Start to say something today. I say, start to say something today. So, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Behold, a shaking. And the bones came together. Bone to bone. Look at verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. Say unto the wind, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So, verse 10, so, say that everybody,
so,
I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet. An exceeding great army. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 12. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them. Let me tell you what I'm telling you this morning. If it's more than you can bear with your wisdom, use the name of the Lord. If the load is too heavy for you, use the name of the Lord. If your bill is piling up and your wages is going down, don't cry. Don't hide. Don't die inside. If thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that does what? Believe. For whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, not who spent 14 days in tears.
Right.
Not who spent 21 days in hiding.
Right.
When you fast 21 days like I do, when you fast 7 days like I do, it's not for the devil to come out. It's for you to live longer.
Yeah.
And have your closer relationship with God.
Yeah.
Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? But if you are going to pray 21 days before you cast out devil, he will kill you before 21 days.
Right.
I hope I'm making sense to you. Let me tell you what I mean. If God forbid, you were cutting your, if it was in Africa and you are cutting your garden, and machete cut your feet, don't pray for 7 days before you treat it.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.